even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell, also known as Ella Eve. And VIBE is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. It's also short for the word vibration. Now, your vibrations are your feelings. And your feelings are determined by what you're thinking. And what you think about determines what you attract into your life. So if you're not happy with what you're attracting, guess what you need to change? You need to change your vibrations. In other words, you need to change your thoughts. So how can you switch that up? Well, just ask yourself, what do I want? It's as simple as that. To get yourself straight back into alignment to attracting the good that you deeply deserve. Today's show, I'm always happy to add value, is based on compatibility. So it's all about how to find the one that you're compatible with. And so I actually went to the dictionary and I thought, I'm going to give you a dictionary definition of compatibility. And it read, a state in which two things are able to exist or occur together without problems or conflict. And when we're thinking about relationships, we know that you can't have 100% compatibility. And I think that if we did have 100% compatibility in relationships, it would be boring. It would be boring. And so I think the law, Pareto's law, would nicely apply, that 80-20 rule. And oftentimes we meet people and we say to ourselves, okay, that person's quite compatible with me. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a romantic sense. It could just be, you know, a friend or a person that you've met and you hit it off and you get on really well with one another. And sometimes, I'm sure you've had that experience where it's actually one-way compatibility. So maybe you've met someone and that person has got everything that you want. Let's talk romantic relationship here, romantic compatibility. They've got all the qualities that you think, they've ticked all of the boxes and you think, oh my gosh, this person is perfect for me. And yet, from the other person's side, that isn't the case. And so we have one-way compatibility. And I love the way that relationship expert Spirit describes it. She uses the analogy or a diagram of a circle in a square. So you've got the person that represents the square. They're the ones where the circle can actually fit into that. So they have all of the qualities that the circle needs. And so they touch all points of the circle, but yet the circle is not satisfying to the square. And I thought that was a really good image to have in one's mind. And I like to use the playground analogy. You've probably heard me mention that before. So imagine there's a circle and you've got all of your qualities in there. And then you meet somebody and they've got all of their qualities, but then they overlap. Remember Venn diagram from school? And it's in the overlap. That's what I call the playground, where all that which is compatible, you can play with each other in the playground. You see? So therefore, your percentage of compatibility is dependent on how much those two circles overlap. So thinking about compatibility, you may be thinking, well, why do people constantly go after people that they're not compatible with? And again, that goes back to the law of attraction. So, you know, I'm always talking about the law of attraction, that like energy attracts like energy. And so you meet somebody and what that person is actually reflecting back at you is your deepest feelings that you have about yourself. So I always say you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. But on the surface, you're thinking, well, I'm like this, I'm like that, I'm like this. Why am I attracting this kind of person? And ultimately, it's because you cannot hide how you feel about yourself. And the law of attraction will respond to that. And the reason why I got to thinking about compatibility this week is I listened to a show. You heard me mention her name, Spirit, and she was being interviewed by a lady named Mel Robbins. And she spoke a lot about compatibility. And I just thought she's absolutely fantastic, spot on. And I thought, why not develop more on this subject? So one of the expressions that she mentioned is a wound mate. And that really is what I described just now. When a person keeps on picking the wrong person, they're living out their innermost beliefs, the beliefs that they feel about themselves. They're projecting it out onto the surface, into the atmosphere. And so therefore, because self-beliefs always wants to be actualized, they will attract in somebody who is in alignment with those thoughts that they're projecting. I love to listen to other relationship experts because we're actually talking the same language, but the way that we would explain something is completely different. And I always like to hear different opinions because the way that somebody would explain a point, I believe that another person might understand it. You see, sometimes when I'm reading a book, I might read a book and I think, oh, I'm not quite sure about that. Let's use the Bible, for example. And I'll read a verse in the Bible and I think, what is this? You know, what's this verse saying? Especially if you're reading King James. And then I'll think, okay, let me go to another version of the Bible so that I can interpret in the right way. So when we think about our partner in our life or the people that we're attracting in our life in a romantic sense, we have to ask, who does that person represent to me in my life? And sometimes it's familiar. I remember in my younger years of dating, I would always attract somebody who was similar to my dad. And I didn't have a great experience with my father. But I realized that I would attract these men into my life who basically mimicked the relationship that I had with my dad. Like, my dad was emotionally unavailable. And so therefore, because that was the standard that was set for me, it therefore was familiar to me, I would then project out that energy and I would attract in men who basically responded to the energy that I was sending out. And so I would attract emotionally unavailable men. So you have to look at the people that you are attracting. Look at these men that you're attracting, or if you're a man, listen to the show, look at the women that you're attracting. Because remember, you are the common denominator of your relationships. And, you know, we all wear masks, don't we? We go out and we wear masks. We don't show people who we really are. And what do? We then attract in somebody who is compatible with the mask, because that is the feeling that we're going out with. You know, oh, we're hard, we're strong, da da da, and we're projecting that energy. And so we will then attract that in. So think about it. Who does that person, or the people that you're representing in, who are they representing in your life? Now, I love the way, again, that Spirit broke down in her video a concept that I always talk about, which is, if I wear a pair of shades, say, for example, I wear a pair of brown shades and I look around the room, then everything around me is going to have a tint of brown. If I put on a blue pair of shades, everything around me is going to have a tint of blue. And that's how it is with our self-beliefs. When we wear self-beliefs, so to speak, that forms our filter, that forms our lens in how we actually see the world. And so therefore, that will be our experience. And when I was listening to Spirit, she has an amazing way of actually describing that. And I thought, wow, that is fantastic. And I love the way she said, look, if I wear a red mask, I will attract people who are attracted to red. If I wear a red dress, then people who are attracted to a red dress are going to come to me in a room. You know, they might say, oh, they might even say, I really like your red dress, or I really love the colors. The people that love those colors will come to you, and the ones who don't love those colors are not going to say anything, or they're going to back away. And that makes absolutely perfect sense. So when I think about that concept and relate it to, say, for example, a woman who is an independent woman, you're going to attract someone who loves independence. They're going to be attracted to the mask that you are actually wearing, the one that you're actually showing. And you will attract a man who likes an independent woman. You see how it works. And so how then does that relate to the law of sexual polarity that I'm always talking about, by the way? Well, if you're a strong, dominant woman, you will attract a man who is attracted to that. So when you're in your masculine energy, you're going to attract the equivalent of that in a man. You're going to attract the feminine in a man. But really, if that is not really what you want, then you're going to feel dissatisfied. Because really, you're looking for a man who is attracted to the feminine in you. So therefore, guess what? You then have to show the feminine, okay? And that's why a woman has to show who she authentically is. And it takes bravery, but I believe that the bravery is based on understanding that concept. Because oftentimes you're conditioned to think, well, why would somebody want to accept me for who I am? You see? And the thing is that when you actually show up for you, your filter, as it were, you know, I spoke earlier about the shades, your filter will give you a choice. So imagine that you're a woman and you're a high value woman, you're authentically sweet, and you're feminine. Okay, so you're being authentic at this moment in time. You are going to attract in masculine men, because that's how the law of sexual polarity works. Feminine attracts masculine. And you know, the law of attraction has to work like that. It has to, because it wants to make you feel more of who you are, it's going to match you that with that which is complementary to give you more of that feeling. Okay, so as a woman, imagine you're standing, you're sitting in your feminine energy, you're exuding feminine energy. Then you're going to attract around you a high level of masculine men. Okay, and then you have a choice, because you're just surrounded by them. When you think again of using the sperm and the egg as an analogy, let's look at biology. We have the egg in the womb that's still. And the sperm, multiple sperm, that's the word I'm getting to, multiple sperm, multiple men, yes? They're going to respond to your energy, okay? You're going to be pursued by many. So it's perfectly natural to be pursued by multiple men, okay? In fact, a man expects that. If you're a beautiful and attractive woman, you know, men being visual creatures, they're going to expect other men to be attracted to you too, okay? So when you show up for you, your filter is going to allow you to have that choice. And isn't it funny that often you're in your natural self when you're not trying to impress? Have you ever noticed that? You know, like you've got guys that are, you know, really, really interested in you, but you're not seeking to impress them. So they get to feel who you really are. Okay, you're vibrating outwards who you really are. And those people actually get to see you for who you are. So take note of those people, not the ones that you're impressing. And so therefore you've got people that are responding to the mask. And when you do that, look at whether you like or you dislike what you're attracting. Because if you dislike what you're attracting, what that is actually saying to you or giving you the message is that you don't like yourself, okay? Because they're your results. You're the common denominator of all of your relationships, yes? You're at cause of what you attract in your life. I always say that there's no such thing as cause and effect. Cause and effect are one. The only reason that they appear separate is because we have bodies, yes? And the bodies make us appear to be separate, but we're not actually separate, okay? Spiritual beings having a physical experience. So just to get back on track, because I don't want to digress. So when you're in your natural self, if you don't like what you see, then that's a good sign that there's some work, there's some healing that you need to do. Hence the term wound mate, that spirit, the therapist used. So the key here is really about being authentic. So let's look at, well, why do ambitious women wear a mask? Why do ambitious, smart, sexpreneurial women wear a mask? Well, feminine energy is presented as hard, independent, aloof, because the feminine woman has been taught through conditioning, through personal experience, through what she has witnessed, that to be soft and sweet will be taken advantage of. That's how she's been conditioned. So therefore, what these women are actually doing is they're showing the world the masculine. So they're literally women with a masculine energy, but at core, that's not who they are. And there are many women who secretly crave the masculine, and the only way that they will get that is to be brave enough to reveal the feminine. So I'm actually saying to you here today, and hear me well, that it's okay to show your feminine side. No one is going to judge you. You have to embrace your femininity and recognize it as a strength. You know, when I worked for environmental services, managing 120 men, and worked there as the only female, understanding that we have masculine, feminine energy in us, okay, it's not gender specific, I was able to use my feminine energy to get the men to do work that my male counterparts couldn't. My feminine energy in that situation was actually a strength. It wasn't a hindrance, it was a strength, and I used it. And my male counterparts couldn't do it because, you know, they were butch, kind of brusque, masculine men. And they'd say, Valerie, how is it that you got to do that? And the other guys would say, well, you know, she's a woman. You see. So your femininity is strength. Of course, sometimes you used to have to use masculine energy, which is also a strength. They're both strengths and both applicable to different types of situations. So if you're in the workplace, you're having to make things happen, you have to be competitive, you've got deadlines to meet, that is what masculine energy is. Whereas feminine energy is soft, it's warm, it's inviting, it's deep, it's mysterious. You see? And so learn to embrace that part of you. Learn to sit in that energy, and that's where I come in. So I've got an amazing video that you can have a look at for that at thesecretvibe.com. Are you enjoying this so far? If you are enjoying this, please comment and subscribe to this channel. Leave a comment below. It's always nice to see your comments and to get your feedback, because I'm always here to add value. I want women to really embrace themselves at core. And my message is always about authenticity. Yes? Now, if you don't have this information on the differences between masculine and feminine energy, if you don't have this information or are aware that your feminine energy is a strength, then you're going to shy away from it. Yeah. You have to realize, like I mentioned, that you are the common denominator of your relationships. And when these men come at you from the filter, the shades, as it were, of your lens, then you've got a choice. Yeah, you've got the choice as to choosing from what's in front of you. But what is unfortunate is that a lot of women who do not have this information end up settling with someone who doesn't truly resonate with her. So that's why I find my work is so important, because you don't have to do that. You know, women have to be brave and they have to show up so they can attract the man that they crave for and give the man the gift of exuding his masculinity. You see, when you're not in your feminine power, you're actually taking away that gift from him. You're allowing that man to sit in his feminine energy. And imagine how that is then passed generationally on. Think about it. If a man is sitting more in his feminine energy and then he's a role model for a son, he then thinks that to be in masculine energy is feminine energy. Can you see how it kind of like goes on, how the trend changes? So it's really about getting back to your core, getting back to your authenticity. It's about having that reset as God intended and really not being afraid to see who you are. And that's why I love, you know, that's why I love God. That's why I love spirituality, because when I was lost for such a long time and I realized through coaching, through counseling, that even though I was lost, I hadn't lost my value. It was like, well, how do I see my value? And I found it through, personally, through the Bible. For you, it might be the Quran. It might be through self-development, personal training. But for me, it was, well, what does the Bible say about me? Well, it says that I'm wonderfully made. It says that I'm a masterpiece. It says that I'm perfect in God's sight. It says that I'm a chip of the old block, as we say here in London. In other words, God is perfect, so therefore I'm perfect. God is holy, so therefore I am holy. And basically taking on beliefs that if you left it to myself, I would have never taken on those beliefs. So I take on the beliefs and I believe in how God actually sees me. Let me lean on his understanding, because after all, he created me. And so it's about not being afraid to lead with your authentic self. So getting back to compatibility, listening to Spirit speak, she spoke about qualities within intimacy that lead to compatibility. And I'm sure that if you went to thesaurus.com, that you would find that intimacy and authenticity are probably synonyms, because they're based on the core of who you are. And I love the way that Spirit said, into see me, as breaking down intimacy. And there was, you know, she had an acronym, and I'm just going to share what she actually shared, because I just thought it was fantastic. And she spoke about recreational intimacy. How compatible are you with your partner? Do you like doing things together? Do you like sports? Do you like traveling? You know, do you like football? Like, what things do you do recreationally that you're compatible? How compatible are you? Yeah. Or is there friction where there's not much similarity in that? And then she spoke about intellectual intimacy. And I loved that, because I just thought, you know, sometimes you might meet somebody and the way that they speak or the way of thinking is so much higher than yours. And you're thinking, you're speaking to me like an academic, but I don't really, I'm just like a down to earth person. Like, whoa, your language is too high. Or maybe they're into politics and you're not into politics. Can you have are you on par intellectually? Can you be stimulated by each other's conversation? And do you enhance one another? Because ultimately, this is about really elevating and enhancing the other person. And then the S, because it's an acronym for RISES, was spiritual intimacy. And I love what she said here, because again, it's just, you know, really kind of confirms and is in alignment with what I believe, that spiritual intimacy is not about religion. It's about, you know, are we on the same page? Do we believe in a God? Do we believe that we are created? You see, you can see that where it might cause friction if one person's an atheist and another person is talking about God all the time. You see, that could cause conflict. And then have you got emotional intimacy? Is it cuddles? Is it warm? Is it fuzzy? Are you the kind of person that feels that you need your emotions catered for? You need to speak your emotions, which is actually very much a feminine quality. Or are you quite aloof from that person? So these are the things that we have to look at. Sexual intimacy. What is your sexual compatibility like? Are you conservative? Or is the other person like a 50 Shades of Grey? You know, can you sit down and talk about sex? How compatible are you? I mean, again, personally, I like the idea of the 80-20 rule. When you look at these different qualities that I've just mentioned, against the board in terms of compatibility, how do you actually measure up? So her acronym there was RISES. So it was recreational intimacy, intellectual intimacy, spiritual intimacy, emotional intimacy, and sexual intimacy. And I think that those are actually fantastic areas within the realm of compatibility to determine how well matched you are. So, what do you think of that so far? I'm looking for those comments in those books, in that box. I'm looking for those comments. If you like it, share, subscribe, tell your friends about thesecretvibe.co.uk, because I'm ultimately here to serve you. Now, as you know, I have my own personal formula, which is vibe, vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And I take women on a journey because I feel that those are the attributes that require change in order for a woman to come out feeling feminine, especially women who are in their masculine energy and they have absolutely no idea why they're attracting men who say that they feel intimidated by them. So reach out to me at www.valerieacampbell.com/call booking and book your free vibes check consultation with me. And we'll just have a blast on the phone and I'll be able to really help you identify where exactly you're going wrong. Because, you know, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. I'm quoting from Einstein there. So you need somebody else who's been where you are so that they can take you out of the place where you are and put you in the place where you want to be. So I'm praying that what I've shared today will add to your life, that you'll learn from it. And maybe there's a light bulb that's gone off in your head and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I never really thought about it in that particular way. The link that I mentioned earlier, which was thesecretvibe.com, you can go and visit that for a wonderful illustration that You know, the Spirit blessed me with one day when I said, please just explain to me how the dynamics of male and female should relate to one another. And basically, I was shown biology. I was shown how the eggs and sperm relate to one another and that I should follow that, follow nature. Remember, nature.
Bashani Radio App.
Bashani Radio App.
The house guest that just won't leave. Download it free in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.